Now, Kelly, you remember I told you and I said this may have a gross warning on it.
Okay.
Okay. So just keep that in mind. You know, we do a lot for our dogs, right, Kelly?
We do. We love our dogs. Yeah, they're family members.
That's right. A poll just found out 71% of pet owners regularly put their pets' needs in front of their own.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But you might not be so nice if they ever did this to you. This is our setting the bar story, Kelly, which are stories
that we hope don't happen to you. Yes. They're examples of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having to go to the hospital, and here's the gross part.
Uh-huh.
Because your dog pooped in your mouth, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, why?
Amanda.
How? Why?
Amanda had to spend 3 days in the hospital. She had laid down for a nap with her chihuahua named Belle, and poor Belle had a bit of a stomach bug and had a bout of explosiveness while they were laying together, and some of it got in her mouth.
Oh.
Now, this made her violently ill for several hours. I would probably be pouring boiling water in my mouth. She even started having stomach cramps and ended up going to the hospital in an ambulance a couple days later, spent 3 days there recovering.
Oh, gosh.
Amanda said her and Belle are both doing okay now and all's forgiven.
Okay. All right.
All's forgiven.
Okay.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without having to go to the hospital because your dog went Duke in your mouth, then you're doing okay.
I can't even imagine.
No.
I cannot imagine.
That is your setting the bar story.